Now, what time is quitting time for you at work? According to the US Department of Labor, millions of Americans are spending more time at their office, shop or factory than their parents did. The average working week is 49 hours. Now, over a year, that's 354 hours more than people in Europe. Laura Stack is the chief executive of the Productivity Pro, a Denver-based firm that specializes in training staff at big companies to be more productive. She's also the organizer of Thursday's Leave the Office Earlier Day. I asked her why people are voluntarily staying longer at work, often for no extra pay.
We had productivity gains in the States in 2002 and 2003, roughly 5%, a little bit less, which for us is just astronomical. We haven't seen rates like this since our Great Depression time in terms of jumps in productivity. That was because of fear, for the most part, on the part of Americans. We had a bad economy, and you know, after our dot-com bubble burst, many people were afraid of losing their jobs in a bad economy and not being able to replace that income.
What about the prospect, though, that many people actually enjoy their job and perhaps don't want to go home? They're having such a good time at work that it's the kind of place they want to be in and want to stay longer in.
Well, some people joke that when they go to work, they're on vacation from their family. You know, there certainly is a passion in America. Many people have a passion for their work and a passion for their family, sometimes with equal passion, and unfortunately they want to do both and they don't want to sacrifice either. So sometimes it's difficult for people to say, gosh, you know, I love my work. This is just what I have so much fun doing. And so perhaps they're hanging out a bit longer than they really need to, and oftentimes their family relationships are suffering.
Do you think we could get to a situation at the end of this